Turning now to the presidential race, immigration, of course, is a major issue, particularly in Florida, where many young Latinos still aren't registered voters. But as Kate Stein of Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami tells us, this year activists are working hard to get these voters to the polls.
The Texas-Mexico border is home to norteño music. It blends the instruments of mariachi with the rhythms of polka. And it's hugely popular with the thousands of Latin American migrants who cross the border each year. Los Tigres del Norte, the Tigers of the North, have been putting out norteño hits for four decades. This song, La Bala, The Bullet, is a recent release. La Bala is about gun violence. A lot of Los Tigres songs touch on social and political issues, immigration, drugs, political representation. At some recent concerts, the band has set up tables where fans can pledge to vote in presidential elections. Los Tigres del Norte has also helped create a website to encourage voter registration. Jorge Hernandez Sr. is the band's leader.
What we're doing is invite them to do that, to participate, not to be quiet. It's put it in their minds that they have to be part of the voice.
Hernandez says the invitation is especially important for young fans, fans like 20-year-old Liliana Castaneda. Castaneda was at a recent Los Tigres show in West Palm Beach, Florida, and she says she will register.
I do think it's important because I feel like our opinions matter, because I feel like there's a lot of Latinos that are not voting, and that's actually why I feel like I need to vote.
Young Latinos like Castaneda could make a big difference in the elections. Nationally, almost half of Latinos who are eligible to vote are millennials. So Latino millennials could be a tremendous political force, but only if they go to the polls.
A lot of the 18-year-olds are really third generation.
Eduardo Gamara teaches Latin American politics at Florida International University. He says young Latino voters are less predictable than their parents.
They're not recent arrivals, of course. They were born here. Their parents even may have been born here, right? And so their connections with back home are not that direct.
That's a big deal in Florida, especially for politicians courting Cuban-American voters who have historically voted Republican.
But the younger generations are shifting.
When it comes to non-Cuban Latinos, it's hard to break down their voting patterns, too. Most polls only ask if you're Hispanic or Latino, not if you're Colombian or Puerto Rican or Mexican. That's a population that's growing a lot in Florida. Irma Cabriales is originally from Mexico. She's an activist with the Latin American Coalition in Fort Pierce, Florida.
You don't participate, then there's nothing you can do because you have no power, because you don't vote.
Cabriales organizes citizenship classes and voter registration drives. Both she and Jorge Hernandez Sr. from Los Tigres del Norte say their activism is partially a response to Donald Trump's harsh comments about Mexican immigrants.
His words offend very directly to each heart, the Latino people.
But this get-out-the-vote effort goes beyond Trump. Ultimately, Cabriales and Hernandez say they're trying to make sure Latinos' political influence matches their population size. That's the idea Los Tigres sings about in the group's song El Gallo del Mojado. It's about appreciating American opportunities without losing connections to Latino roots, and imagining, one day, a Latino president with Aztec blood. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Stein in Miami.